Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Our first stop on Crop Watch, we are north of Peaver, South Dakota, visiting with Louie Nigg. And Louie, crops around here look really nice.
They do. They, far as the spring-wise, we started out kind of slow going like everyone else, but we had dry weather for the corn to kind of get taken off, and planting went well, and we had timely 2/10, 3/10, so the corn's got time to root down, and it's really, really looking good. We've had probably close to an inch in the last week or so. But it's real spotty. You go south 10, 15, 20 miles, anywhere from 1 to 2.5 over the weekend, and a couple spots. You go west of here 15 miles, and they've only had about 3/10.
And, of course, when the rain comes, the hay is laying down?
Oh, yes, yeah. The hay, pretty typical hay in season. It's we've been lucky the last 2 years. It dries faster than you can bale it. Now this year it's been a battle just to get the hay put up.
And our next stop on Crop Watch in the Eden, South Dakota area, visiting with Curtis Sampson at Muskrat Farm Supply. And Curtis, crops got in pretty good?
In general, the crops went in really quite well. A little late, probably a week, 10 days longer than, later than we expected. But yeah, they went in pretty well. Emergence looks probably as good as you can expect, and everything's up and going.
Weed control next?
Yeah, most guys are pretty heavy getting the pulse down on the corn. And in fact, probably guys are going to finish up, because the way the corn's growing, we're going to be done. You know, corn will be canopied hopefully by the end of next week.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in the Britton, South Dakota area, visiting Dwayne Bussey at Bolt Marketing. And Dwayne, on your farm, everything get planted?
Yeah, we did get everything planted, maybe just a half acre here or there that we haven't gotten planted that's a little wet yet. But for the most part, very happy and excited how things went. The only thing we didn't get is we didn't get that rain right after we planted, which normally corrects all our mistakes, right? So there's maybe a few areas that you can see maybe a seed sat in dry dirt. And now since we've had the rains are starting to come up. So maybe not the best emergence I've ever seen, that's for sure. But still looks pretty good right now with the rains we got this weekend.
With that late rain, did the prees work or not?
I think they did. Things look pretty clean around here, but we were a little late planting on our farm. Our soils always stay a little bit cooler. So the prees seem to work pretty good here so far. Some of the earlier guys might be a little questionable. Everybody's watching really close over the next week to see how it goes.
How big is corn?
Corn's getting mid-shin, I guess. We're not that knee-high by the 4th of June like we were hoping. I know some guys are in this area, but we're getting really close to knee-high, and looks nice dark green color. The roots have gotten down to the fertilizer, so it looks really good. Considering in my tiny little area, we've gotten kind of dry here, used up some subsoil, but we get a catch of rain here or there. I'd say we're looking great.
How much rain did you get over the weekend?
6/10. So not bad. I definitely don't want to complain. You know, prayers were answered, but, you know, typical farmer, you want that perfect about an inch, inch and a half, which a lot of people did in this area. You travel south or west or east of here.
Our next stop on Crop Watch, we are west of Britton, South Dakota, visiting with Kurt Zolke. And Kurt, what's the crop looking like?
Well, it's looking a lot better now that we caught about 7/10 of rain generally across our area and stuff. But before that, on Sunday when it was got pretty warm and the wind was blowing, the things were really starting to look pretty stressed right there, and really we were needing that drink of water pretty bad.
How was the emergence?
Really erratic on the corn. Our corn's probably got some of the worst stands that we've seen in quite a while here, but we got places where the corn is got 5 leaves out and stuff, and then next to it there could be a seed sitting in dry dirt there yet, and hopefully it might come now, but I don't know if they'll be more of a nuisance now with the really late stuff coming up or what. But there's a lot of holes in some of our corn fields.
Are the weeds coming too?
Yeah, they were coming. They weren't coming so bad. The kochia weeds were really bad around here for us, but we did get all the corn sprayed the one time now, and that's we got pretty good kill there now. And I don't know if this rain came soon enough to really activate the chemical we put down for some residual. Hopefully it'll get some work out of that yet.
How about soybeans?
The soybean, soybean stands are kind of a little spotty, but I think overall our soybean stands are probably a little bit better. It seemed like the corn stalk residue held in a little bit more moisture than where we put the corn is what it seemed like. But there are places where, too, the beans probably just kind of were sitting there in dry dirt and needed that rain to get down, the wet front to get down to the seed. And we're kind of waiting for this rain for a while now.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in the Houghton, South Dakota area, visiting with Troy Connect. And Troy, crop all in?
Yeah, it's all in. Got 100% of it planted this year, and looks good. So,
you have to leave any holes or not?
We went back and filled in a few acres, but kind of end to end, which is been good the last couple of years, but prior to that, we had a hard time doing that. So it's been it was another nice spring to get the crop in.
Emergence come okay?
Yeah, emerged good. Dry seed bed, everything came up good, but then we got a little shorter rain, and the higher, sandier spots, the corn was it was suffering, and caught a nice rain the other night finally, and we needed it. So
how much you get?
9,500s. Yep, and an inch generally in the area from what you hear from anywhere 10 miles out from our farm is probably an inch would catch most of it. So really nice rain.
How about soybeans?
Soybeans look good. We no-till most of ours, so they were in moisture. And no-till, you know, comes a little slower, but they look good. Stands are actually, we're finding higher stand counts than what we thought we planted. So the stands are really good, and I think the, you know, light disease, light bug pressure, seed treatment worked well, and everything looks really good.
As dry as it was, your pre's all working okay as far as weed control?
That's what I'm kind of wondering now. We had a fairly long stretch of dry weather and them heavy winds and the heat that we had, and it seems like now we're seeing some escapes in our soybean fields where the pre was. So I think we'll be going back in the next week and touching some spots up, it looks to me like.
Yep. Otherwise, everything not too bad.
Yeah, good. Corn chemicals all on, and that looks good. And, yeah, I'm pretty optimistic that if we get a few more rains here at the right time, we should have be set up for a good crop. Good start, anyway.
Yeah, going to take some timely rains.
Yeah, absolutely. Like it does every year. If we get the rain and get enough heat to finish, we've had such an excellent start to the corn with the early heat here that I think it's rooted down and it's healthy, and it can make a lot of corn if things go right.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries.